tomorrow about doing the same thing in the other spheres.
Yud Aleph Iyar, Thursday the 16th of May, Rabbi Adam Edwards is dying because I'm a Jew, considered dying al Kiddush Hashem.
Nice to be back. Thank you for having me. So, every year for the past 8 or 9 years, I've taken a seed group to Poland. Had the schus to bring 30, 40 people a year to Poland, and we do 3 days in Poland, and take them to various places, to Warsaw, to Krakow, to Lublin. Very powerful, very meaningful, very uplifting trip. One thing that always bothers me during the trip, it's not necessarily something that's addressed, and I just want to speak a little bit about it this morning, because obviously this week's parsha tells us the posuk, the famous posuk, that's source number one, V'nikdashti b'sofen Yisrael, ani Hashem mekadishchem. The source for Kiddush Hashem is in this week's parsha, Parsha's Emor. The fact that you have to be prepared to give our lives over for the sake of Hashem, we see in this week's parasha. Now, growing up, I've always understood that any person who dies because they are Jewish, that's called dying al Kiddush Hashem. That's the way I always understood it. If you're Jewish and you're killed because you're Jewish, that's called dying al Kiddush Hashem. But the question actually is, what's the source for this idea? Because traditionally, or really in the Mari Mekomos, all the cases we speak about are someone who is given a choice. Either you violate an Aveira, or I'll kill you. That's the case traditionally in the sources that talks about Kiddush Hashem. So just dying, because I'm Jewish, and nobody gave me any choices, nobody gave me any ultimatums. If I die walking down the street and somebody kills me and I'm Jewish, why is that called dying al Kiddush Hashem? So unfortunately, Jewish people throughout history have dealt with this question many times. Obviously, it's come to quite significant prominence in the media over the last few months, both in cases in Pittsburgh, in the shul in Pittsburgh, the shul in more recently in Poway in San Diego, where the Jews were killed, but they weren't killed, they weren't given any ultimatums, they weren't given any choices to make. Person just comes in and kills them. So the question is, have they died this most elevated death of Kiddush Hashem? I would say yes, 100%. Nobody gave them any ultimatums. Nobody said to them, you must do this, you must do that, and if you don't, you will die. You're just killed, because you're Jewish. Just killed.
It has to be like in public. Is that a major thing? Can it be just, God forbid, like a private...
Any private person. Anybody killed, because they're Jewish.
If one-on-one was killed, that's a Kiddush.
And that's the question. Is it a Kiddush Hashem?
You have a way to differentiate where, if you actually go to shul, then maybe you could say, like, if you hadn't gone to shul, you wouldn't be killed.
That's
no, I'm saying that maybe that's also because you did it while you did a mitzvah versus it happened just like that.
Okay, we're going to see. We're going to see what defines Kiddush Hashem and not. And I have to give across the top my Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz, for some of these Marim Makomos, as well as a very interesting shiur I heard from somebody called Ramshai Schechter. So we'll just start very briefly some of these early sources I'm sure you're all familiar with. But of course, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin, Dalet, Amud Aleph, discusses the case of dying on Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Yerucham Shimon ben Yotzadak, Nimrav Gamra Belias based Nitzah Belud, they came to this decision in Lud, Kol Avera Shibetorah, every Avera in the Torah, Im Omrim La'adam Avo Valtarek, if you are told, somebody says to a person, you should transgress, otherwise you will die, then we know Yavo Val Yarek, then we know that you have to, you're allowed to, you must transgress rather than giving up your life. Except, of course, we know for three cases, Chutz Me'avodes Kochavim, the Gilui Arayis for Shvichos Lamim. Except for idol worship, sexual immorality, and killing. In all those cases, if somebody gives you the option, you must do one of those three things, and or I will kill you, a person has to give up their life. All familiar with this Gemara. Moving on, then we see the Rambam, famous again, these very common, well-known sources. The Rambam, you saw the Torah, he says in Halacha Aleph, Kol Beis Yisrael, everybody in the house of Israel, Mitzuvim al Kiddush Hashem, is commanded in the midst of Kiddush Hashem. Now, just parenthetically, it's very interesting. Again, it's not a, it's a common question. Why does it say Kol Beis Yisrael? Why does the Rambam, who is so particular with his wording, why does he say Kol Beis Yisrael? Are there any other mitzvahs where the Rambam writes this? Kol Beis Yisrael Mukhoyavim in Yom Kippur, in fasting in Yom Kippur. Everybody is Mukhoyav to Sheikh Lulav and Esav. Why here does he say Kol Beis Yisrael? Everybody is Chayiv in the midst of Kiddush Hashem. So there's many I saw ask this question. Just want to tell over quickly, I saw in the name of Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer on Chumash. He asked this question and he gives a very mechudish answer. He says like this, what does it mean, Kol Beis Yisrael? Everybody is Chayiv. He says to include even children. He says normally it's adults. A Bar Chiyuva is Chayiv in mitzvah. He says in the midst of Kiddush Hashem, even children. How can it be that children are also Chayiv in Kiddush Hashem? They don't have Seichel, they don't have Das. They wouldn't normally be Chayiv. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky answers and he says, because the Pasuk says, V'nigdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, Hashem, I will be elevated through you. Hashem is the one who achieves the Kiddush Hashem. Because of your action, He's the one who does the elevating. So it's not actually, since nothing is required of the person during the moment of interaction, it's Hashem who does it. V'nigdashti, I will elevate myself. So the Rebbe Kamenetsky says, even children can be involved. You don't need Das. You don't need Seichel, because it's not them that's doing it. It's Hashem who is being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim through you, your almost your passive action. He is the one who's doing the Kiddush Hashem. That's what Yerachim Kamenetsky says, it's just a parenthetical comment. So the Rambam says, Kol Beis Yisrael Mesuvim al Kiddush Hashem, Golo Hazeh, Shenev V'Nikdash B'Soch B'nei Yisrael, because the Pasuk says, V'Nikdashti B'Soch B'nei Yisrael. If you look at Halacha Beis, when are we talking about? Bishar mitzvahs, in any mitzvah, in all other mitzvahs, chutz, levodos kachavim, v'gulia raish, v'sheikh v'stamin. In all these three cases, avol shlosh averus eilu, in these three cases, im yoma lo avo, al achas mehem, or tarag yarag va'al yavo. So in those three cases, a person must die rather than transgressing. In all other cases, though, a person must give up their life, must not give up their life, rather they must transgress the mitzvah. If you go to Halacha Dalet at the end of the source, Kol mi shenema bo yavo val yorek, any case where it says you must transgress and not die, however, a person decides, I have such a close relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam, I can't think of transgressing, rather I want to die. In such a case, if a person dies, v'lo avon, he doesn't transgress, harei ze mischayev benasho. Very interesting, Loshon of the Rambam, he says, a person, it's as if he has forfeited his life, he's chayev for giving up his life, he's almost as if he's committed suicide. Interesting, what does it mean? Because of course he's already dead, he chose to give up his life, so what does it mean he's mischayev benasha, but that's not for now. V'chol mi shenema bo yarag v'al yavo, any case, situation where it says a person should die and not transgress, v'nerag, and in fact he dies v'lo avo, and he doesn't transgress, harei ze kiddush es Hashem. That is the case of somebody being mekadesh shem shemayim, somebody who is meant to die rather than transgressing, and in fact he decides to give up his life. That is the case of dying al Kiddush Hashem. However, in Halacha Gimel, we see that there are cases in the Gemara and the Rishonim where things are different. The Rambam writes, all these things are when it's not at the time of Shmat, Shasa Shmat. Al Bashasha Gzeira, what does that mean? V'hush Yamad Melech Rasha Nebuchadnezzar V'chavera V'yigzor Gzeira Yisrael. In the case of where a king, for example, decides to make a decree on the Klal Yisrael, L'vatel Dasam or Mitzvah Min HaMitzvahs, to B'mavatel their Das or any of the Mitzvahs, Yarag V'al Yavo. In that case, even of the other Mitzvahs, in which normally you would not have to forfeit your life, you must die and not transgress. Afilo Al-Achas Mishar Mitzvahs, even of the other mitzvahs. There is another case brought by the Beis Yosef in the name of the Nemuka Yosef. Another case where a person is allowed to die rather than transgress, even not on the three mitzvahs. And that's the case of a tzaddik or a leader of Klal Yisrael who is told that he must transgress one of the other mitzvahs, not the big three, or die. Normally a person must transgress rather than die. But in such a case of a tzaddik, one of the leaders of the generation, he is allowed to make a statement, stand up and die rather than transgress, because of the statement that it would make for him to stand up in public. And he's alive. He can make that choice. A big choice. Big shoulders needed to make that decision. But that's what the Beit Joseph writes. So those are. Sorry.
If they ask a big rabbi to transgress, then it could be considered like it's a.
It's not Shasha Shema. They just, for some whatever reason, they decide they want to make a fool of him. They want to play with him. Anyway, that's just as an introduction. So getting back to our question, if somebody is killed, not because they are asked to violate a mitzvah, but rather just because a person is killed, is that still called dying as a kadosh? Is that still called dying al kiddush Hashem? Even though that person made no decision to give up their life. There's no choice. There was no bechira. They just were killed. Who says that's called dying al kiddush Hashem? All the cases in the Gemara, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, it's all talking about cases where a Jew is forced under duress to violate an aveira, and he chooses not to. And that's the case where it's called in the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Gemara, that's talking about dying al kiddush Hashem. But a person is just killed on the streets in shul, and they were never given a choice. How do we know that's called dying al kiddush Hashem?
Because he was Jewish.
So we're going to talk about the Holocaust. We're going to talk about the Holocaust. As I said, this problem bothers me in Poland when I go. That's what we're going to talk about that shortly.
He was killed because he was Jewish.
Yes.
Yeah. That makes al kiddush Hashem.
Well, that says who? Says who?
Says who?
That's not the case of the Gemara, that's not the case of the Rambam, that's not the case of the Shulchan Aruch. All the cases are, he was given a choice and he died. Ah! A great mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. But it seems you have to be given that choice to violate or die in order to be considered kiddush Hashem. Just to die because you're a Jew. Says who? Says who? That's the question. That is the question. Sorry? Go on.
If you're given the choice to die and you die, if you're not given the choice to die, you die with your
reed.
Okay, not sure I hear the kalvachomer, but let's move on. Time is short. So it could be, I'm just saying as a potential, if you look at source 4, there is a Ramor in Shulchan Aruch and Yoredei Shin Mem that perhaps is a source for our discussion. It's the Ramor is in the third line. The Ramor says like this: Avil Ragil. It's talking about Hilchas Kriya, when somebody dies, whether you have to rip Kriya and Avelis for such a person. Avil Ragil La'asos Aveira. Somebody is Ragil to do Aveiras. Not talking about the Tinik Shanishba, we're talking about somebody who knows, somebody who's been punished from a Tzibor. Ein Mesablim Alav. There is no Avelis for such a person. There's no Shiva, there's no tearing Kriya. But Kol Shekein Al Mumma Lavodis Kochavim. How much more so for somebody who is a Mumma in idol worship? But Yesh Omrim. However, there is a Yesh Omrim that says, Shemumma, a Mumma, such a person who is Rogil in Averus and is a mumma of Averus Kechavim. Shenerag bidei Omed Kechavim. If he is killed by a Omer Kachavim, by one of the Umas HaOlam, then Misablim Alav, then there is a velus for him. And here the Shulchan Aruch makes no distinction, it seems, between somebody who is killed because they made a choice to be killed, or somebody, as it says, he was just killed. Somebody who was killed by a goy, even though he is a mumma, very interesting, Misablim Alav. There is a velus on him. Could be that we have here a source in Shulchan Aruch to help us address our question. Now, of course, these disagreements, this question is not the first time it's being discussed. It's been discussed throughout Jewish history, unfortunately. The major point of discussion, of course, was during the Holocaust. During the Holocaust, this question came up all the time. Amongst the Gedolim, amongst the people who were suffering. So I just want to talk, we have a few sources. Some of them have on the source sheet, some of them I weren't able to find. But the first is somebody called Dr. Mark Dvorzhetsky. I don't know if any of you have heard of him. Quite a famous person, died in 1975. He was a doctor in the Vilna ghetto. And throughout the war, he took notes, he kept a diary, and he survived. Moved to Israel, became a doctor there, was quite lauded, both for his contribution to Holocaust studies, as well as for his contribution to medicine. And in his memoirs, he writes as follows. He says, it wasn't once that this question was asked. This question, our question, if somebody just dies, even the way they weren't given a choice, is that called dying of Kiddush Hashem? It was asked all the time. He says, people were dying in front of us. Not an associate, I'm paraphrasing him. He says, people were dying in front of us all the time. And we were asking, is that called, were they dying of Kiddush Hashem, or is that not called dying of Kiddush Hashem? I mean, this is a monumentous question. It's almost impossible to fathom this question they were asking all the time.
According to Rambam, it seems pretty simple. Because if you say that the Kotel is Chayav in Kiddush Hashem and he has no das, so you can say that like, in the same situation, another like, who wasn't in the time of das, why would he be less than a Kotel?
So that was the Chiddush of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, who wanted to say Kol Beis Yisrael, but could be even according to Yaakov Kamenetsky, only if he was given a choice, only if the Kotel was given a choice to give up his life. But, so he says, Dr. Dvorzhetsky says, it's interesting because in the Holocaust they weren't stopping them from doing mitzvahs. I mean, that wasn't their raison d'etre. In fact, when they got back to the barracks at night, he writes, they could do whatever they wanted, so to speak. All the Nazis wanted was they just wanted them dead. They just wanted them dead. In fact, if people would have had a choice, Rahman al-Islam, many of them would have chosen to give up all mitzvahs rather than being killed. They would have chosen that. They would have chosen that. And it's not as if the Nazis differentiated. The Nazis didn't say, if you're sinning, if you're doing all the sins in the world, we won't kill you. They didn't say that. You could be as good a Jew, not as good a Jew. They were just killing Jews. So is that called, such a person, when they were killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, is that called dying al Kiddush Hashem? And that's what he writes in his diary. This was a question that was bothering them, was haunting them throughout their stay. Along comes, it's a long tshuva, source six. It's a long tshuva because somebody called Rav Moshe Yehuda Aronson lived in Poland, and one of the Gedoli Yisrael at the time, and he also wrote memoirs from the war. And he also survived. And he writes, you can please, it's a fascinating tshuva there, and he writes the following, again paraphrasing. He says, the Nazis came against the Jews with total venom. Wasn't against the Jews, against Judaism. But, he says, they never told us to stop keeping mitzvahs. They just wanted to destroy the Jews. All the Jews came together into the camps. They wanted utter and complete destruction. So he says, he asks, the question is this called dying al Kiddush Hashem?
Why not?
Because what's the source for such a person just being killed? They were never given a choice. The Nazis never said to them, we will kill you unless you violate Torah and Mitzvahs. They didn't say that.
They gave you no choice.
Exactly. Exactly. It's exactly the question. That's exactly the question. And the Moshe Yehuda Yeshua Aronson asks, he says, I see people dying around me. I'm about to die. And he's tortured. Is my death going to be called a Kiddush Hashem? He asks this question himself. And he asks that. He said, I can't believe it. I'm going to die. And this is going to be called a Kiddush Hashem?
Inspected this yeshiva to learn Hilchas Kiddush Hashem and the Rambam before they went to the fall.
And you made it wrong.
Well, so we're going to see. I bought that another source. Yes.
This verse came after the time of the Roman.
Of course, yeah. No, 100%. I said this goes back, unfortunately, all the way. And he writes, Rav Aronson writes, and he says, this is the question. If you look in the Gemara, if you look in the Roshonim, if you look in the Rambam, all the situations of die or being called Kiddush Hashem is when you're given a choice. This is what he writes. So he doesn't know. He's asking. Is my death going to be a Kiddush Hashem? And then he writes, and it's fascinating. He writes, and he doesn't bring a source for what he's about to say. He says it's pure logic. He says when it is such that a goy is repulsed by a Jew, and what bothers him is not the practice of Yiddishkeit, but in fact it's just the Yiddishkeit, it's the whole religion and all the Jews, because that's called dying al Kiddush Hashem, even though a person isn't given a choice. Why? Because he says the whole world knows the Jewish people are called the Am HaNivchar. The whole world knows that. In fact, that's what bothers them. You're the chosen people. That's why they hate us. So he says it's obvious that when Jews who die from their enemies, even if they die not through choice, but just because they are Jews, it must be called a Kiddush Hashem, because it's as if when they kill a Jew who represents the Almighty Himself, it's as if they are starting up with Hashem Himself. They start up with the Jews, who is the Amma Nivcha, then they're starting up with Hashem Himself, and if they're starting up with Hashem and I'm dying because I represent Hashem, then that must be called dying al Kiddush Hashem. What greater Kiddush Hashem could there be than dying because I represent Hashem in this world? And he says, just the logic, just the svara, but that's what they concluded in the camps. That's what they concluded in Auschwitz and Buchenwald. That's what they concluded. Time is short. Along comes famous from Menachem Zembel, one of the Gedolei Yisrael of the Holocaust period. We know the story, how he died, unfortunately, during the time of the Warsaw Ghetto. And he also discusses this independently of Rav Aronson, independent of Dr. Zhoresky. It also has this discussion. And he's asking, and he says the following. He says, there are many ways one can accomplish dying al Kiddush Hashem. First way, of course, is if somebody would ask all the Jews to convert to Christianity, and they don't, obviously that's called dying al Kiddush Hashem. However, in our case, where we're not given a choice, it's not given an ultimatum, and the person just chooses to die, he says, he quotes, in the name of the Rambam, he says that when a Jew is killed just because he is a Jew, that's called Kiddush Hashem, and Menachem Zembel says, and the halacha is like the Rambam. Great? Rambam. Where's the Rambam? There is no Rambam in Mishnah Torah that says this. So the Rambam that Menachem Zembel quotes, where is it? And the answer is, the Rambam is in the Geras Hashmad. The Geras Hashmad, one of the letters the Rambam wrote in his lifetime, and there was a community in Morocco during the period of the Rambam where Jews were being forced, coerced to convert to Islam, and many Jews did. Many of the Jews unfortunately converted to Islam in that time in Morocco. And there was one zealot, one Jew, who lived in Morocco, and he was going about claiming that there's no tshuva for such people, they can never come back to Yiddishkeit, they've done the worst possible aveira. And he says, that's exactly the case of the Gemara, where you have to die, rather than convert to Islam, you must die, and you're converting what... And he was going for it. So the Shiloh eventually was sent to the Rambam, and the Rambam writes, as a response, was then became known as the Geras Hashmad. A fascinating reading for those when you have time. And there he argues many things. One, he first of all argues about whether really converting to Islam is called Avodah Zarah. That's the first thing. But then he gets very angry with this zealot Jew. He says, what right do you have to castigate an entire community of people? And he brings from Eliyahu Navi, who we know at the time of Eliyahu Navi, there was almost the whole community, apart from 7,000 Jews, were worshipping Avodah Zarah. And Eliyahu Navi gets upset with the congregation. And as a punishment, Hashem sends him into Golos for being a katrek on the Klal Yisrael. And the Rambam says in his Geras Hashmad, I will defend these people. They will certainly be welcome back if they did tshuva, and nobody has a right to judge them. And then he writes, the Rambam writes, a person who has the unfortunate opportunity of being able to give up their life al Kiddush Hashem, even if he's led his entire life doing Averus like Yerubbaal ben Nevat, he will still get Olam Haba, even though he knows nothing, he knows no words of Torah, he will still get Olam Haba, and he makes no differentiation if he's died through choice or died through just because he's a Jew. So it seems, from the Rambam, it says, according to Rabbi Nachman Zemba, they have a source in the Geresh Hashma, the Rambam Paskins, that however a person dies, however a Jew dies, it's called dying al Kiddush Hashem. We'll end with two very fascinating things. Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, I don't have it here. A member of the Jewish community, I'm not sure if it was his community or another community, was killed. He had his head chopped off. The Jew was killed, just killed, and his head was chopped off. The Chevra Kedisha comes to the Chasam Sofer and say they don't want to bury him in the cemetery, in the regular part of the cemetery. Why not? Because the Chevra Kedisha say, even though we don't have Arba Mises based in anymore, the Gemara does say, Din Arba Mises lo nisbata. It's not nisbata, the Arba Mises piece. What does that mean? If a person was Chayv Skiyo, for example, of course the Beis Din is not able to kill them, but Shammai will find a way to make sure he dies through Skiyo. That's what the Gemara says. So the Chevra Kedisha want to argue the fact that this guy's head was cut off proves that he was meant to get Saif, he was meant to have his head cut off, Herik. He's a Rosha, and therefore he mustn't be buried in the cemetery. Chasam Sofer, needless to say, rejects the argument, says you must bury him in the cemetery, and he says, and this is the important part, he says the fact that he was killed by a goy shows that he is a kadosh. And he even says maybe he's too holy to be buried in the cemetery, not holy enough. But the fact that he was killed by a goy, and he was not given a choice, he wasn't given an ultimatum, he was just killed by a goy, makes him into a kadosh. Why does it matter? Why does it matter? Why do we have to start making cheshbonos amongst ourselves? Did he die kiddush Hashem? Did he not die kiddush Hashem? Surely these are Hashem's cheshbonos. Surely Hashem knows whether he died or kiddush Hashem or not. What's it got to do with us? So it could be there's two nafka minas. The Maharil, 1300, one of the great Gedolei Yisrael of Germany, had a shaila. If the Gemara says, he asked him, he was Mesupuk. If the Gemara says, someone who dies al Kiddush Hashem is in a league of their own, and none of the tzaddikim reach their level, so he had the question, should a relative of somebody who dies al Kiddush Hashem, should they say Kaddish? Good shaila. Because what's Kaddish for? Kaddish is to elevate the neshama of the deceased. It's helped them to get a better Gan Eden. But this Kadosh, this person who died in Kiddush Hashem, he doesn't need any elevation. He's in the highest of the highest places. So why should you say Kaddish for such a person? The Maharil has a Shaila. Imagine, Rav Yoshev died at 102. You can imagine since a young age he was learning and shaiging. Imagine how Kaddish he was. And yet when he died, was there a Shaila that his children should say Kaddish for him? Of course, that's what you do. That's what you do. But the Maharil has a shaila, somebody who dies al Kiddush Hashem. And he doesn't resolve it. Should you say Kaddish? Number two, the Achronim quote in the name of the Maharach or Zeruah, 1300s as well. And he says, somebody who dies al Kiddush Hashem, everyone in Klal Yisrael is obligated to have a velus, feel the pain, feel the tragedy of their death. And normally if a Jew dies, just dies, his son dies in wherever. Unfortunately, we don't necessarily feel the pain. But he writes, if somebody dies al Kiddush Hashem, we all have to mourn for them. And he says further, he says, the wife of a Kadosh can never be remarried. Why not? Why can our wife of a Kadosh never be remarried? Because how is she ever going to find a husband on the level of her first? The level of her first husband died al Kiddush Hashem. He covered Shemaim. You can't find, can never find a such a person. So we see the level of somebody who dies al Kiddush Hashem. We see such a person. Well, it ends with the Medrash. We say every Shabbos in Avarachamim, Ki Doresh, and that's the last source in Tehillim, Ki Doresh Damim Osam Zacha Loshacha Sakas Anovim. What does that mean? What do those words mean? So the Medrash says that Hashem will never forget the cries of those who were killed by the nations because of the anti-Semites who wanted to kill them, their death. In the end, Hashem will avenge their blood of those who were killed on Kiddush Hashem. That's what the Pasuk means. That's what Kidorish Darim Osa Zacha, those Shachach Sakas Amnavim, that's what it means. For all the generations, those who gave up their life, dying on Kiddush Hashem, he will never forget them. he will avenge their death. Our tefillah is, of course, that Klal Yisrael should only know of occasions where there could be Mekadosh Shem Shemaim, not through death, but through our lives. It should only be Shalom in Klal Yisrael, Shalom in Eretz Yisrael, and we should only learn about these things from a theoretical purpose.
Myself in the camps, I tried to keep several messages, and they tried to keep.